Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Glowing Up with Esther and Caroline. Please welcome to the stage, Esther and Caroline!
I win. I just tried to do a really embarrassing Olympian high five thing.
Look, you were getting your cardio in, we all know it.
I begged some girls to high five me. So we're starting out strong, guys. Welcome to Glowing Up Live. Y'all, this is the 5:30 show, which means y'all are the true OGs. Y'all got on
you
it.
You guys
y'all
bought the tickets
right
away.
Fucking tickets early on.
I'm extremely out of breath.
I know. I didn't even go up the stairs.
My heart pounding.
You guys, thanks so much for coming. We are so excited to see all of you, all your beautiful, glowing, gloomy faces.
It's pretty crazy that this is a room full of our 100 new best friends.
Yeah. You guys think you want to be best friends with us, but then 5 minutes into nipple crust talk and chill with Esther, if you know what I'm saying, y'all will be regretting that decision. But seriously, it's so good to see all you guys. We're so pumped to be in New York. Frigid NYC.
It's so cold, but also, don't you feel like the amount of
I'm burning calories.
The amount of walking we did, I'm like, I would be a goddess if I lived here.
I know. It's just like, I guess I'll go back to LA, drop my ass in the car,
yeah,
and drive 3/4 of a mile to my errands like I usually do.
And the whole while, just like breathing in the old Taco Bell that's in the back seat from 3 nights ago.
I am so happy you just said that, because Esther and I flew on a red eye last night.
Hold for applause.
Just kidding. Just kidding. That's a thing people applaud, right? And Esther brought, we both
brought. Oh my God, no! No!
Esther is going through a, let's call it a subway phase. You know, most of us probably went through a subway phase when we were doing a middle school sport. Esther's going through it now, and which I think is adorable and really cute. And I love Subway too. No Subway shame here. I do like the smell, I will say.
The red onion smell did reek.
So Esther, we were going through our planes. No, first we were at Esther's house and we were kind of last minute packing stuff. And I see Esther really quickly and sheepishly shove a giant Subway bag into her suitcase, hoping I wouldn't see it or say anything. She was like, yeah, you know, some makeup and then this thing really quick. And I was like, Esther, what is that? It's a wrinkly Subway bag. Esther, what? A half-eaten...
That was the 6 inches left of the foot-long veggie delight, extra veggies.
Because who doesn't want to get on a red-eye and just have that option to dip into a room temp Subway sandwich that you already ate earlier that day?
I want to say I'm a trailblazer. I am the first person to carry a Subway 6-inch across country. And I feel...
And that is why we're here, Esther, because you are a needle mover. You are setting the pace for women in Hollywood, and you're changing lives every day.
I didn't tell you this, but when we walked past the subway today, I almost, like, the thought crossed my mind of, like, bringing the one I brought and exchanging it for a fresh one. Like, I was running the numbers in my head, like, okay, what do I have to say that will get them to give me a free sandwich in exchange for
Esther. Esther and I are on our scam shit so hard when we're together.
It's true.
We shouldn't be friends. This is unholy. When the two of us are together, we're running. Have we ever talked about the cookie scam on the podcast?
No. Do you want to explain it? The Vegas cookie scam?
So Esther and I are together. I don't know what it is, but we egg each other on to scam businesses. Big business, not small business.
Vegas. We're talking. We took
big,
Vegas on.
You know, faceless corporations. We're doing you all a favor. If you really think about it, Esther and I were in Vegas, and she got a cookie. Are we going to regret talking about this? She got a cookie,
a vegan
cookie, and she
from the Momofuku Milk
She was
bar.
Like agonizing over which one to get. She got the full chocolate one, and she took a bite, and she was just like making this mm-mm face. And I was like, Esther, you know you can just bring it back and they'll give you a new one.
After I'd already asked them a million questions about that cookie and I knew they hated me
and
already.
And even Esther was like, I can't do that. And I was like, yeah, you can. And then cut to Esther walk. Were you the one that took the lead on it?
Yeah, I walked.
She took the lead and she walked up. She was like, I told her what to say. I was like, just say you didn't like it. Like it was too chocolatey.
Yeah. I said I didn't like it and they just like kind of stared at me.
This girl, this hot Vegas bitch that worked at the Momofuku Vegas outpost was like, gave Esther this icy, mean bitch look.
And I just like looked at Caroline and she,
and
Caroline
then she
was
went,
just like,
we don't, she went, we don't return cookies.
And I'm like, I know.
No, she went, you've already taken a bite out of it.
Oh yeah.
I'm we like, can't return it.
I know, I'm really sorry. I just don't like it. Like, could I have a different one instead?
And then she rolled her eyes and threw a cookie at Esther.
And then like, obviously I was about to like put the old cookie back and Caroline just whispers in my ear. She's like, just keep it. So I grabbed the new cookie, turned around, and
two cookies later, we're performing to a sold-out audience in New York City, baby! So,
wait, I just want to recap that I'm now remembering that she said just throw it away, and then I walked past the trash can without throwing it away.
And I went, keep it.
And then we walked out of the Vegas casino, and we got away with murder.
So, have we pulled any other scams so far on this trip?
I'm trying to think. I mean, the plane, was there anything?
We didn't do any scamming yet. Oh. What? Oh, I did get into a full-on confrontation with a woman on the plane.
Yeah, this is...
Should I explain it? This is the second confrontation I've gotten into in the last 3 days, one of which was with Cameron Diaz in a Whole Foods. Maybe I should just tell that story.
I mean, you got to.
I know. Do you want to hear about my... So you guys don't want to hear about my confrontation with a random woman on my JetBlue flight? You don't want to hear that?
Can I just want to summarize about that one that we were really stressed for
my Spanx
overhead
are showing.
Space because we were like fucking group E, which I've never even heard of. I think they made that up for us.
Group
for
E. When Esther told me she was boarding group E, I was like, you must be reading that upside down. That's got to be a 3, baby. And it wasn't, and it was E.
So we were stressed for overhead bin room, and then I saw a coat, and I'm like, that's not legal. Get her coat down. And then I saw, and then I ran and put my bag up somewhere.
So Esther left me being like, get that coat out and put your suitcase there.
I gave you a tough.
So I pulled the coat out. This is not the Cameron Diaz story. We'll get there in a second. But we do have to bring our guest out.
I know. And we have to play a game.
Let's skip the coat story.
Okay, fine.
The Cameron Diaz story.
Yeah, go.
Or should we wait till Julie's out here to tell that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell the coat story. Thank you. Am I manic or fun? I don't know. You tell me. Okay. So there was a coat in the overhead compartment. I keep having to stand. I'm sorry. It just helps me tell a story better. So there's a coat and I just sheepishly, I'm kind. I've got like a kind vibe. And I just grabbed the coat and I went, excuse me, is this anyone's coat? And this woman who was, I'm not going to comment on her. She was like, she looked like Tan Mom.
She looked...
Baba Booey, any Stern fans in the house? She looked like Tan Mom.
She looked rich.
She looked rich and tan and mean and beautiful, because all women are beautiful. So she... On the inside, I assume. So she went, it's my coat. And she, like, stood up. And I was like, oh, cool. Can you take it so I can put my suitcase? And she just goes, no. Sorry. Bye. And, like, walked away. And then I was like, but I'm sorry. I just went, well, I'm going to hold my coat on my lap. I thought maybe you could just hold your coat. She just goes, no, bye, again. Hit me with a second bug bye. I don't even know, like, that voice. And then another woman, I was so dejected. She was just so mean.
Can I just interject that all the while, I had, like, I missed this whole incident, which I think is for the best because my platform in life is no coats on the top overhead bins. I have a rule in
life. And I didn't know that rule.
I grew up just the last 8 years, flights from LA to Chicago. There's a strong coat rule. We follow it. Always tattle on the people who don't. I think that I would have gotten so aggravated.
So Esther didn't see any of this,
I missed
thank
it
God.
All,
this woman was just like, no, I'm not holding my coat. Sorry. Bye. And then this other woman came in and was like, no, ma'am, I think you do have to hold your coat. this other angel came in and backed me up. And then after this woman had made a whole scene, everyone watched this woman go bye to me. Like, why would you want to come across like that? This was in front of a packed flight. And then a flight attendant, a JetBlue angel, was right there, went, ma'am, you have to take your coat, took the coat down. The woman was still standing. She hadn't even sat down after doing the bye thing. And she was just so, it was so sweet, the justice. Mm. So swiftly delivered. I felt like Batman, or I was watching Batman intervene in something. I wasn't the Batman, I was like the Batmobile. Just helping, I guess.
When I came back down to sit down next to Caroline, she's like, did you just hear the whole plane applauding?
I literally was like, Esther, tell me you saw that. It was my hero moment. Esther was like, sorry, I didn't catch a bit of that. But it did happen. I'm pretty sure the whole plane applauded at one point. Fuzzy on those details.
I'm pretty sure they applauded when someone told us to be quiet at 3 a.m.
That was another thing. Esther and I were told by two separate men to be quiet. And that we heard people mumble Chatty Cathy's many times. In the middle of the night, they're like, Chatty Cathy's. Like, that's not even a phrase. What are you, at a sock hop in the 50s? If you're going to be sexist to my face and with a relevant modern term.
It's okay? 2017.
It's 2017. Call me a loudmouth bitch.
Yeah.
Don't call me a Chatty Cathy. What are you going to buy me, a soda at the soda shop? Partner? Not into it. Esther, let's play a game. We've got to move.
We got to play a game. Okay, you guys. We need a volunteer from the crowd. We've got... right here. Yes, come on.
Come up.
What's your name?
Right here.
Hallie.
Hi,
Hallie.
Round of applause for Hallie. Okay, great.
All right, grab that mic, Hallie.
Hallie, we've got three questions for you.
So the point of this game is we're going to determine whether Hallie is an Esther or a Caroline.
And we're going to ask
like a tarot reading.
Honestly, neither of us. She's wearing a beanie. We wish we could, girl.
We're going to ask three extremely neutral questions, okay? I'll start with the first question, and it's Hallie. Hallie, what did you eat for breakfast today?
Okay, I was rushing because I was leaving the gym.
That's a little too much information.
Sorry. So I grabbed a spinach and feta wrap from Starbucks.
Ooh, I love breakfast sandwiches.
And I always ate those in high school. I've eaten so many.
And an Americano, which is like cool.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Second question. Caroline, you want to take it?
Yes. All right, what lip color are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing the Glossier Gloss on just the bare lip.
Okay, okay. Third question, what is your favorite candy?
Sour Patch Kids, in general.
That's everyone's favorite candy.
That's a universal favorite candy.
Yeah. Of glowing up, yes. Okay, so we've got our three answers.
Now each Esther and I will have a minute to claim Hallie as our own.
Take it away.
I'll go first.
And it will get aggressive.
It will.
And shots will be fired.
Okay,
Esther,
go first.
Take the stage.
I'll stay seated for this one. Okay, so Hallie, for breakfast you said you had a Starbucks. That's a pretty Midwestern go-to. It's a chain. We have them all over the country. I had Starbucks a lot in high school.
It's nationwide.
The spinach and feta wrap I know very well. It's, you know, sometimes it's a little cold on the inside and that can be problematic. It wasn't today. Good to know. You know, you said that you were on the go and you grabbed your breakfast out, which tells me that you didn't make your own breakfast, which tells me like, hey, you know, you're a bit of an Esther. You're a little sloppy. You didn't think things through in the morning. Okay. And you said you're wearing Glossier Gloss Bomb.
Just the gloss.
The gloss. Sorry, that's Fenty. I have that. It's one of my favorite lip glosses. I lost it for a while. I talked about how sad I was. I recently found it and it is in my purse. You said that your favorite candy is Sour Patch. I mean, everyone knows that is, bless you. That's my favorite candy. There's really no arguing that. I love Sour Patch Kids, Sour Patch Watermelon, obviously my favorite. She didn't specify which one, so it could have meant Sour Patch Watermelon. That's all I'll say. I think she's an Esther. Also, she's wearing tennis shoes. There you have it.
I'm gonna take it. Hallie, you're obviously a Caroline. It's not even really a question. Girl, you're head to toe indie, chic, cool, sexy. Look at that long dark hair. There's a wave in it, a little bounce, a little sensuality. Wearing dangling diamond heart earrings. This girl's screaming Caroline. Classic Caroline. Am I sexy or am I not sexy? I'm sexy vibes. Vans. Esther, I've never seen you wear a Van in your life. This girl's got at least four in her closet, so I'm gonna take that in the Caroline camp. Are you wearing a midi? Are those culottes swinging?
Yes.
Oh, you're wearing a jumpsuit? Perfect. That's another point for Caroline, I think. And the beret, I do think the beret makes her neither of us. That is my honest answer. I think you and I wish we could pull off a beret, but quite frankly, we absolutely cannot. Let's bring it back to the Starbucks. Esther said Starbucks is a Midwest thing. Bitch, you wish. It's a West Coast thing. They're nationwide. Honey, everyone in every state has been to a Starbucks. I'm not trying to claim it for the Midwest, okay? Because that's not going to work in this house, okay? In this holy house. As a proud, very active Starbucks member, I'm using the app. I'm a power user. You guys might be VIB Rouge. I'm VIB Rouge on Starbucks, okay? I swipe my Starbucks at almost every business, and I force them to swipe it. I'm like, use my Starbucks points. Girl, I love the spinach feta wrap. I love it to death. I'm going there in the morning. It's a classic. I mean, she's a Caroline. I think it goes without saying, Sour Patch Kids are everyone's favorite candy. Everyone's favorite. That we can't claim that in either camp. I think she's a Caroline. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna say it.
Okay. Hallie, do you wanna say who you think you are?
I do, because I think I am a Caroline.
I had a feeling. Look, I have to say, firstly, you guys stop
can't
the booing.
Say I'm
it's
not
okay.
Pleased.
I'm okay. Your look is very indie and cool, girl, and I can't be seen in anything other than jeans and a t-shirt.
I know I'm wearing exposed Spanx mostly right now, but I had some packing issues, which I won't get into.
I also want to say that I do think the beret is
a point
Caroline.
In the Caroline department.
Yeah, because
I agree.
It says
you
France.
Can get one. You can do it.
I don't think so.
I've tried it.
Jump in.
I actually can't, but thank you. I have tried, though. Hallie, you were amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can pick which prize you want. We have these Body Vibe stickers. Okay, she's taking the Lime Crime highlighter palette. This is not, we are not condoning Lime Crime's business practices or CEO. This was a free gift to us. We're taking away from the company right now. So we can all feel good about this. Yes!
Thank you, Hallie!
Okay. Let's keep it moving. We have to bring in our amazing special guest. Who's excited?
Okay, am I wrong? This guest is the star of the Glowing Up podcast. She has the most downloaded episode. She's been the fan favorite. Everyone has been requesting to have her back on.
She's the beauty director of Elle. Elle.com. I will ask her. She's a queen. She knows everything there is to know about skincare, beauty. She's so funny. She's so awesome.
Her Instagram stories changed the game.
Changed my
life.
She
was the first guest on Glowing Up ever.
She was the first guest.
You guys,
please welcome to the stage the one, the only, Julie Schott. So happy to have you on the stage.
Thank you for having me back.
Here on it's a home team advantage. She's from New York. Grab a mic, baby girl. Okay. Here you go.
Getting situated.
Julie, so how did your life change after coming on Glowing Up? Or how did it not change?
It's like hard to go to Whole Foods and Erewhon and just like mind my business, you know?
Yeah. You mean like you're accosted.
Yeah,
yeah, the fame is overwhelming.
I'm sorry, are you wearing a Balenciaga turtleneck?
Oh, you noticed that?
Yes.
I clocked it as well, but let's not put her on the spot.
It's okay, I'm wearing Adidas pants.
Yeah, you're labeled head to toe, but I think the most important label's on your head. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're wearing on your head?
I think it says, we were talking about the font, it's like not the most clear, but it says Glowny.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my God. And,
no, it doesn't.
And let's bring out our next guest.
Okay, yes, there were some possible issues with the font printing, Julie. I know they don't have those issues at Balenciaga, but those are our beanies. They're our new beanies, and they say glow me, not what? Glowny? That's like my name if I was a carny or something. That's like an Eastern European dog name.
Wait, we have to tell everybody. Okay, yeah, that is true. That after the show, we will be selling these beanies and some glow
pins. Who's
going
to want to buy it now?
No. I was going to tell them the better thing, which is that one of our favorite products we've discovered on this podcast, on the Angela Trimber episode, which was the Everyday Oil, they sent us...
You guys, the free gift today is everyone is taking home
an amazing bottle of Everyday Oil! Like, and I just need to say,
big
bottles.
Yeah, these
really
are not
nice.
Like skimpy fucking perfume
no,
size
sample. No, you think we're fucking with you and messing with your mind with a tiny little drip drop of oil?
This is a dropper not that you're going to be reusing.
For days.
You're
for
passing
days.
It on to your grandchildren. It is like going to last you forever. I'm so excited. I love the smell.
We love the smell. How did you try your sample backstage?
I got a little distracted.
By not being able to read the beanie.
Yeah.
The everyday oil smells so good. Please come to the merch table outside after.
We'll
everyone
be giving
gets a
away
sample.
The oil. We're selling the beanies. We're selling enamel pins.
Yes, and everyone gets a sample. It's so exciting. And we're thank you, Everyday Oil, for sponsoring the show. We truly love Everyday Oil.
How hard was it to stop me from just taking all the samples and keeping them for myself?
Esther seemed to think it would be an okay idea just to not tell anyone the samples ever came and take them all home.
I really want them.
I still think there's like 8 Everyday Oil samples that are going to fall out of your vagina later tonight. I still think you, Maria, full of grace, some samples, but in your vagina, not your stomach. Haven't seen that movie? Gotta check it out. One day, not today though.
Anyway, Julie,
we're so pumped you're here. We're so happy you're back.
I'm happy.
So the fame was overwhelming after appearing on the podcast.
Yeah.
You were basically living in the Britney Spears Lucky video every day from the exposure you got on Glowing Up.
But
yes.
I still agreed to come back, so.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much.
I have to say, since you've been on the show, you are pretty much my beauty icon.
Mm.
Is that too much to say? And are you scared of me now?
It's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, no, but you, I mean, all the products that you showed us and watching your stories ever since.
I want to talk about your stories a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you're not following Julie on Instagram, do it. Her stories are so amazing. I want to talk about some of the treatments I've seen you get on Insta stories.
The MDNA skincare.
How? Madonna?
Okay.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. For those that don't know, okay, so Madonna has her own line of skincare at Barney's. So she tried it? You tried it?
So yesterday I met Madonna's facialist.
The fuck? He's just like a robot.
It's an iPad.
An iPad with like 5 knives for arms on wheels.
It's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
But looks 12.
Ooh.
No, she's this girl, and well, her name is Terrence Gillett. No, that's her Instagram. I don't think that's her real name.
Terry Gilliam? Are you telling me Madonna's facialist is the sci-fi director Terry? Never mind.
I buy it.
Believe me. So you met Madonna's facialist.
Yeah, so she's worked with Madonna for 10
facialist
years.
Facialist plastic surgery.
Yeah, she goes by facialist.
Please,
but
no Madonna shaming, please. No, she made me who I am.
Never Madonna shaming.
No, I didn't.
You didn't bring the magnetic mask?
No, I'm sorry. It comes in a very elaborate box. I mean, like, I would have needed a cart or something. The box is about this size.
No.
And then you open it up and there's,
and Madonna
like,
jumps out?
And then, like, first Madonna comes out and then there's, like, several layers of velour that you have to peel away. And this, you know, this woman told me to not stop lifting.
Just keep lifting. It's good for the face muscles.
Yeah, just keep going. Because the mask is at the bottom.
It's just the one mask in the big box?
Yes. They want to use like as much packaging as...
Yeah, no, that's good for the environment.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So what was she amazing? Did she give you a facial?
Yeah, she's like, you know, our age.
That's so similar to a day Esther and I had yesterday where I was watching Esther pack a half-eaten Subway sandwich and you were saying, it's similar. It really is.
Same, yeah.
I was going to bring up the Jade facial you got recently.
What's that?
Jade facial.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It was painful.
Oh.
Which you couldn't tell.
And you got it in another country, right?
I was in Shanghai.
That's amazing.
Oh, cool. I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. She got a
Jade facial too, aka what's it called? Like shotgun to Baja Blast in the Taco Bell bathroom. Jade facial, you know.
That was in Minnesota.
So what was it like? Tell us about it.
So they take 2 like slabs of jade and just drag them across your cheeks simultaneously.
A jade plant.
No, like a rock.
Is jade a plant?
It's a mineral. It's a mineral.
Is jade not a plant?
No. Baby,
it's fuck all of you. Oh my God.
Esther, because it's not a plant, it's a rock.
It's also a plant. I have a jade plant at home.
Stop screaming at our audience.
I'm mad. You guys were so confident.
Esther, they're not the enemy. enemy. They're your friends. They're trying to help you.
I planted it.
Are
in
you
second
grade on Environmental Day or what? Maybe Earth
it's
Day?
A, maybe it's also a plant, but a jade facial in Shanghai.
Oh,
doesn't that sound like it?
I'm gonna take a time out.
Yeah. Maybe it's maybe you should go eat your sandwich. So okay, so it was two big jade slabs. Were they room temperature or were they cold? Because I keep my jade roller in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
You have a jade roller?
I've used it once. But I have one. And that feels so amazing when you're rubbing the jade on the face.
The rolling is nice. This was maybe a prehistoric jade roller because it wasn't rolling. It was just too hard, you know.
Just like is rubbing
it. It's just a rock on your face.
Yeah, it was. But they have healing properties.
Okay, yeah.
Are we into crystal shit here?
Yeah. Were you feeling something?
This is a little...
What?
I think your chakras are realigned.
I'm getting nervous.
Yeah. Okay, so you got a jade facial. That was all I had. That's the only thing I can remember from your stories I wanted to ask about. But keep it up. Oh, you moved offices recently. And so you're the beauty director of Elle... Or Elle.com.
Elle.com.
So if you guys don't know, being a beauty director is amazing. You get sent free product constantly, right? In hopes that you will write about it. The company's sending you free product.
Yeah.
So you're basically trying everything that's out there. So you know it all. You've seen it all.
Yeah, you're kind of like a Frankenstein for beauty treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just like modifying all the time. Like a transformer.
Yeah. Well, did you see her stories when she moved offices recently?
I missed that.
So basically, you moved offices.
Yes.
And you were, it was like, you know in archaeology when there's strata? And like the deeper you go into the earth, the older the bones are?
Okay, we didn't all get a college degree, but...
As her stories went on, the products got older and older. It was
You're
so
right.
amazing. Like you had one story where it was the Mac Marge Simpson collection.
That shit is, I want to say 2014 or maybe even older.
It was like Kat Von D, a Bite Beauty lip kit here. And then you hit that Mac Marge Simpson collection and I was coming, girl. I was jizzing all over the damn
me
place.
Me too.
That was
you
amazing.
Saw me. Like I was going, I have this one box and it's like the Museum of Dead Beauty and it's all discontinued products.
Like what else?
So there's like, there's like Pat McGrath's first thing with the sequins.
Do you have the Inglot Mamma Mia collection?
No, do you?
I've been looking for it for
Esther's
years.
Esther's been on the hunt. When we were in Las Vegas, we passed an Inglot store. I'm still not convinced that that's a real makeup company,
I'm
though.
I'm wearing Inglot powder.
Oh.
You can't tell because I'm like shiny, greasy, but it's on there.
No, you look gorge. But so we passed an Inglot. And they had a sign for their Mamma Mia collection,
it was like,
which wasn't based on the, it's not a movie-based collection.
No, it's based on the musical,
the
as
musical.
It should be.
Yeah.
It's OG.
Is that timely? No. Is it feel relevant to today's political climate? Absolutely not. And Esther went in and was like, where is it? Give me the Mamma Mia collection.
They had like one piece left and it just wasn't
going
to work.
It's like, we have this one top nail top coat left. We have, but
one day I'll find you.
One day. Okay, so what else is in the discontinued makeup box?
What? Oh, so many Kylie sets.
What?
Like,
ooh.
There was Kylie Holiday. There was a Christmas stocking with like her, that lip logo that she does, that like dripping lip that
I'm
she got
so
sued for.
Over that logo.
I'm not, and I'll say it.
All right.
I feel like when we first hung out, you guys were wanting all the Kylie shit.
I'm very...
We change with the seasons. Yes.
Look, I'm not proud that I like Kylie stuff. I'm not proud, but I like it, and here we are.
I'm still definitely keeping abreast of every new release. No doubt about it.
Yeah. The Holiday 2017, we got a sneak peek last night, and I feel good.
What, really?
There's like a rose gold eye. Did anyone see that? Okay, good.
Like, in a Fenty Beauty world, I'm done with Kylie. I'll just say it.
Okay.
I don't want to buy one more Kylie thing.
I understand that.
Sure, I mean, I'm not going to unfollow Kylie Cosmetics on Instagram.
No.
Just out of respect for the money I've spent on her products.
And I'm not going
to... Out of respect to myself.
I follow at least 7 Kylie Cosmetics fan accounts, and I won't unfollow those, but...
Have you tried the new KKW fragrance yet?
No.
Has anyone here tried
it?
It's not out, right?
I don't think it's out yet.
Have you smelled the Glossier fragrance? How is it?
Yes, Glossier U.
Let's talk about that.
It's supposed to smell, I according to the email that went out, like your boyfriend, if that's what you're into.
My boyfriend's neck smells disgusting.
Yeah.
It smells like burning tires.
Yeah. Yeah. My boyfriend has sleep apnea.
Like, yeah.
He smells like rotten. It's not good.
My boyfriend, wait, what was the word you thought our hat said? Glony?
Like
my boyfriend's name is Glony. He works in a tire factory and his neck smells disgusting. And thank you, Emily Weiss, but I'm not interested in smelling like his neck, okay? Okay. So do we like the Glossier?
Well, we all like smell tested it around the office, and the idea is that it smells different on everyone, which is true of every fragrance.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's skin. Esther, fragrance sits differently on everyone's skin. I'll explain it to you later.
Thanks, Mom.
I've heard some people say that, I've heard some people say it smells disgusting on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you like it?
It's like, I love how it looks on my desk. It's super pretty.
Okay, political answer. Okay, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Emily's not listening. So you can feel free to really let loose if you have some shit to drop.
I prefer a sluttier fragrance.
Ooh, how do you,
what makes a fragrance slutty?
Just more of like a sexual come on, like a Black Orchid,
like
Tom
you
Ford.
Want a man to be pre-cumming in his pants if he catches a whiff of you walk by. You want there to be a little jizz dribble pouring down the front of his CKs. Uncontrollable pre-cum, like his boxers are getting pregnant. That's, is that what you mean?
That's how like my fragrances are described. Yeah, that's like the
forget
the
smelling
scent notes.
Like a man's neck. I want to smell like a man's pre-cum dribble.
On his dirty boxers.
Glossier, get on that, please. So what do you think like... when I think, quote, slutty fragrance, I think like that old It's Sugar, like the sugar fragrance. Do you know what I mean? That's what I imagine. That's like teen slutty.
Yeah. But
what's
then,
like 2017 slutty fragrance?
Every like, by Killian fragrance.
Come on, huh? A little slower for the people on the back.
Yeah.
Okay, so By Killian are these fragrances that they also come in boxes like this. And they just, they like Rihanna wears one of them. There's one called...
I have to go.
Yeah.
Buy.
Pre-gum.
I have to go buy it.
Yeah.
I think that the sluttiest fragrance is me without deodorant on. I'll say it. It's Come Get Me, Boys.
Men are dropping, fainting because it smells so bad. And that's sexy. An unconscious man is sexy in its own way, you know?
I dated a guy once who I would like lift my arm up and he would just... take a whiff and then he dumped me, but we had some moments.
That's hot. I think the sexiest smell is Esther's Subway sandwich sitting in her backpack on a 5-hour flight and just when you unzip that puppy. Ooh, it's like an edible arrangement or something. It's so fresh, so good, so right.
Then I just pull a cheese grater out and grate some nipple crust off onto my... I went too far and that's fine.
We did a lot of nipple crust work at the 4 p.m. show.
Yeah. And
if, for those of you that were there, you're warmed up. And for those of you that weren't there, I'm so sorry. When Esther, do you want to go to an Italian restaurant and walk around for dinner and walk around the restaurant and ask people if they'd like some cheese on their pasta?
I just want to say that nipple crust is real. It's my platform. And if you have it...
It's not real. It's not a real platform.
What?
Are you saying nipple crust?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wasn't... I don't know where it comes from.
Do you have it?
I haven't looked for it. Like, this is new to me.
I think if you had it, you would know.
Okay.
Because Esther seems to have it, and she seems to, like, really know that she has it.
Where does it gather? Is it dandruff of the
nipple? Don't ask her.
I don't know
make her
crust
talk about it.
Or, like,
please.
Boogers or, like, a secretion.
It's excrement.
Yeah. Or, like, let's talk after. You know, I'm going to start a support group, and just find me in the DMs.
Yeah, hit Esther in her DMs if you want to commiserate about nipple crust.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, let's move on to Julie Schott's makeup bag.
Yay! Yay! All right, Julie, so tell us, what are some products you're loving, you're needing? They're okay. Amazing.
I brought new things because we already like went through so much last time.
Oh my God, is that the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream?
Yeah, but it's dirty, I'm sorry. And then this I really like, this Dr. Gross under eye
thing. Did you just apologize for your beautiful Charlotte Tilbury packaging being dirty after Esther just went on a monologue about nipple crust?
And she did, and you know, some people are different, and that's what makes us.
All right, so
Is that the day cream? The magic
this
day?
This is really good for winter because it's very heavy.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte's Magic Cream. That is a sexual name.
Yeah, all of these.
She literally
are.
Calls her moisturizer Charlotte's Magic Cream. That's so like, oh, I don't want that anymore.
You know, I have to say, it makes me double down and want it even more.
Charlotte's saucy. I see what she's doing there.
Now, I have that cream, and it's only an SPF 15, which for me is not quite enough.
It's not enough.
Are you doing extra sunscreen with that?
I double it.
Okay. What sunscreen are you using these days?
I have a bunch in rotation. I have like a, you know, like a Dior face and body one. So
did anyone else see in the Facebook group someone posted that Justin Bieber? Sorry.
Oh, he posted his whole skincare routine.
Yeah, he uses the same sunscreen as me.
He uses Elta MD. So he went on Insta story. So this must have been like right when he knew he was about to get Selena back. If you analyze the timeline, because this was about a month ago, and we all know. So obviously, we know Justin and Selena are back together. Dude, he is gonna ruin the one kidney she has left, or like the one good kidney she has. I'm not here for it.
I'm not either.
He already ruined one. He's just gonna get in there and ruin the other. I know she has the second kidney from Maria, from the really pretty kidney donor, her best friend.
Yeah,
I'm just worried for her kidneys.
I getting back with your ex is always just like a sketchy road, and you don't want to go down it. It's
so yeah. About a month ago, he went on Insta stories and like took everyone through his skincare routine. And he does use Elta MD Esther sunscreen.
Like so, he's a real dermatologist. That's very clinical.
It's very clinical. Did he say what face wash he used? I can't remember.
I only saw someone in the Glowy posted the sunscreen. That's all I saw.
It's just so amazing. Bieber cares about skincare too.
Bieber?
What else? What else
and
does
he cares
he
about
use?
Us.
I don't remember.
We don't know.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll go and find it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're using the Dior face and body sunscreen. That's cool.
What is that blue bottle right there?
Oh, okay. This is an under eye cream. It's hyaluronic acid. I don't think it's out yet, so I wanted to show you something new.
Oh my God.
Who is it by?
My favorite person, Dr. Dennis Gross. Okay. Oh. See, I haven't even seen the texture yet.
So this is a brand new product. Dr. Dennis Gross Hyaluronic Marine Do It All Eye Gel. Do is spelled D-E-W. So if you thought Dennis Gross wasn't going to get flirty with it, you were wrong. Daddy's keeping it fun, having a good time. Is Dr. Dennis Gross a real guy? Do we know what he looks like? And have we met him?
And is he fuckable?
And can Esther have you actually met him?
Yes, he's like, he's done my stuff before. He's a real dude. He's on the Upper East Side.
Is he hot?
He's like an acquired taste, yeah. No, he's not hot.
So he's like a Boolia base? He's like the human version of a Boolia base.
Like Marmite, yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's like Marmite.
Yeah.
I can get down with that.
Yeah, I mean, my boyfriend is not traditionally attractive, so I'm interested.
That should be your opening line when you try to fuck Dennis Gross. Look, Dennis.
Just so you know.
My boyfriend as well is more of a Boolia base. I'll explain that in a second. And I think we should just fuck.
Can we talk about my moment with the pilot this morning?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh my God. We're getting off the plane and I turn around and you see Esther going, thank you, Mr. Pilot.
I always say to the pilot. That's what you're supposed to do. You say thank you for getting us here safely.
You turned into like an early 20th century hooker or something. You were like Fanny Bryce at a matinee at the Follies. You were like,
I was scared.
I was like getting off the plane like a normal woman. I always like give a nod to the flight attendants because they're really doing the work. The pilot's just sitting up there. I've seen Flight with Denzel Washington. He's probably drunk. The plane probably flipped around one time. I didn't even notice. You know, they're just on autopilot. Anyone can be a pilot. But the flight attendants, that's a service job. That's eye contact. That's face-to-face. That's a peep. You have to be a people person for that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So Esther is like, I'm like, bye, bye, thank you. And Esther's like, mystery pilot? Thank you.
Oops, I dropped my purse.
I pegged you as a girl who would fall for a man in uniform. Like, I could have seen that coming, but the way you just so savagely threw yourself at him, like, I never, it was crazy.
He saved us.
Not crashing isn't saving us. It's just not crashing. I feel like if I hadn't pulled you away, you would have been like balls deep on that guy. I'm sorry. That was me, actually. I would have been balls deep on him. That was so funny.
I really thought you were going to catch me.
Let's tell my Cameron Diaz story.
Yes, yes.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. So, by the way, everyone who I've told this story to is on Cameron Diaz's side. So you have total freedom to be on her side. I think she is possibly correct in this situation. But let me let you be the judge. Give me some eye cream. I've got to get some electrolytes. Let me squirt some in my mouth. Okay. So I was at a Whole Foods, and it was one of those open register situations. We've got one line and it's feeding into multiple open registers. Can you picture it? Are you with me? Yes. Good. So the way I was raised is when you're in a situation like that, you wait for the register, the cashier, to wave you over. Okay, so I've already lost you, but I have a weird belief that you wait till they wave you over. And I only had one thing. I didn't have a whole cart. You know, it was one of those things when they're ready, I'm just gonna go give them my bag of Satsuma mandarins. Satsumas are in season right now. Ladies, gonna be the
hey. What did you make with them?
I ate them on the ride home.
Okay.
I did, and I had a stomachache. So I was in the line, I was just kind of chilling, waiting for someone to call me over, the cashiers were still finishing up, and I hear a voice this close to my face, someone gets in my fucking personal space, and I look over and it's Cameron Diaz, so close to me, and she goes, are you gonna put your stuff down on the conveyor belt? Like that, so mean, possibly correct, but still mean, and I just like, so many things were going through my head. Number one, oh my God, this is Cameron Diaz.
I mean, that alone, I would have just fainted.
I know.
How did she look? What was she wearing?
She was wearing bright red lipstick. Bright red. And it was like, that was cool. It was a power move. And she looked good. She looked really, really good.
I just really when good. You're, you know, you're Cameron Diaz, you're a movie star, you're gorgeous, you've been gorgeous your whole life.
By the way, it goes on. We got into it.
But why are you in a rush?
I'm not in a rush. I just want everyone to know that the story doesn't end there.
No, I'm telling you, she's in it. I'm like, why is Cameron Diaz, why is she pushing? It's like she's already a movie star. You're Caroline, no offense. Why is she?
You are Cameron Diaz. You've really got to check out like that badly at that moment. You really want to go through life and just like take women down in the line at Whole Foods. Like, isn't that a safe space for all of us?
She sees your oranges. Why does she got to knock you when you're down? It's just not fair.
Are you jealous, Cam? You're jealous. You're jealous of all of this because that's a bad look, sweetie. you're not jealous? Okay, never mind.
Okay,
sorry.
Keep going.
So this face is in my space. So there are three things going through my head. Number one, this is Cameron Diaz. Holy shit. Number two, Cameron Diaz is screaming at me. There's four things, actually. Number three, like, I need to put my stuff on the conveyor belt. Like, I need to get past this and move on. And number four is, actually, I need to defend myself and explain to her why I'm not putting my stuff on the conveyor belt. And that fourth thing was the most powerful feeling I was feeling, unfortunately. So I turned to her and I was like, hey, girl, I'm actually waiting for a cashier to flag me over. And she was like, no, you can just put your stuff down. And I was like, oh, well, at some grocery stores, you wait. I like just kept going. Like, I couldn't stop putting my shit argument down.
But I'm weirdly on your side. Like, what if you put your stuff down and then somebody else is ready?
She's right.
No.
Well, that's the thing. I had one thing. If I had a whole basket, then you start putting your stuff down. You get kind of staged. But I was waiting for an opening.
What did she have?
I'll get to that.
Because I want
to
know. Okay.
I'm going to get to that because that's really the kicker.
But Caroline, what are you? I'm on your side. What are you supposed to do if you put your oranges down over here and then over there you're waved over? It's like.
Exactly.
She was trying to game you and get you to pick somebody bad so she could go next. Like, I think she was trying to fuck you over from the start.
Well, there was some kind of bad energy between us, definitely. I think that we had probably been enemies in a past life.
Yeah.
And we both immediately sensed that.
Yeah.
You know, I get the feeling that the two of us were like in the Paleolithic times, like fighting over a hyena carcass or like a saber-toothed tiger body or something. Or like in Victorian era, I was like, your petticoat looks disgusting or something. You know, like we had gotten into shit. Like the immediate heat with which we both entered into the conversation was loaded with hundreds of years, hundreds, possibly thousands, possibly millions of years of beef.
I'm starting to think of this as like a high point for you, as Cameron Diaz saw you as an equal and she wanted
to
fight you.
Or even an enemy, which is better in some ways than a friend. Anyone can be Cameron Diaz's friend, but not everyone can immediately incite her wrath by just standing there, okay? So basically I was like, oh no, like I was gonna wait for them to flag me over. And then she was like, it's a regular conveyor belt. You can just put your stuff down. And then I was like, okay. And then she goes, do you want me to go first? And I was like, no, I got it. And then I like plopped my satsumas down and then it just went forward like a normal exchange. But as my friend Marta, who was with me, yeah, our mutual friend Marta described it, she said it went on far too long and felt incredibly dragged out. And it was one of the most uncomfortable things she's ever witnessed. So from the inside, it went by in like the flash of the drop of a hat, the drop of a glowny beanie. But to those outside, it was like just, it was so, super long.
Yeah.
Super uncomfortable.
And you told me that Marta walked away because she was so uncomfortable.
Marta at one point walked away and walked outside the Whole Foods. She said she was so uncomfortable she couldn't watch it anymore. Because then the worst part, I'm sorry if this is taking me too long to describe.
No, this is
because
great.
Because the worst part was that she... Then, I'm so stupid. I'm actually not stupid, I'm very smart. Got a 2300 on my SATs. So I was like, you know what? I can still turn this. I'm gonna make Cameron Diaz my friend. So after this had all gone down, I was like, cashiers are confusing, aren't they? And she just ignored me. And then I was like, I don't get out of the house too often. She ignored that as well.
I think it takes a strong woman to stand up to Cameron Diaz. I don't, and if I were in your
and
position.
And it takes a weak Cameron Diaz to stand up to a stranger.
Yes. I would have cowered. The second that I noticed she was there, I literally would have left that Whole Foods having paid for her groceries. I would have been her bitch. Like, I think that you did the right thing and I'm proud
of
you.
May I pull your car around, Miss Diaz? Please, Miss Diaz, let me lick your shoes clean. I was like, nah, bitch, I'm gonna explain to you how I do things in the Westwood Whole Foods. I know you might come here a lot. This is my first time here personally, but I'm still gonna explain it to you. I was like in such a mood. And then, so here's what she got. This is what's so crazy, you guys.
Oh,
so
no.
I didn't even clock what she got, but Marta clocked it and she blew my mind. So here's what Cameron Diaz was so bitchy that she had to check out as fast as possible and get home. She got a head of broccoli. Okay, chic. She got, as Marta described, a couple root vegetables. I never got confirmation on what those were. But the kicker is Cameron Diaz had 3 pints of Arctic Zero. For those of you that know what Arctic Zero is, it's one of the most low rent, I will even say disgusting, diarrhea inducing low calorie ice creams.
It's literally, it's like 100 calories for the whole pint. It tastes like ice covered in like chocolate dust.
And burning rubber. Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes like it should be an engine lubricant. It's for your transmission mostly. You guys don't have cars. You are in New York, of course. It's an LA joke, I guess.
As a person with a strong history of disordered eating, I can call it when I see it. That was a problematic shopping cart.
I'm not saying it, but look, let's just leave it at this. If you're going to get a low calorie ice cream, which more power to you, get Halo Top.
Have you tried Enlightenment?
No, what's that?
Enlightenment is kind of like once you graduate from Halo Top, like, and you feel unsatisfied.
Is it, yeah?
Enlightenment.
Halo Top's not cool.
Mama?
Because I used to do Arctic Zero too.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've all, like, we have our low moments.
Yes. But we all moved past that in, like, 2015, right?
I thought so.
I don't know. I'm sorry. This is not about shade.
I know. I don't want it, but I do.
This is more, it's a personal thing. I'm sorry.
Yes. And I just, when I think of her as, a movie, I want to picture her eating, like, homemade carrot sorbet. And maybe that's what she was going home to make. I don't know. But
maybe she was just getting the Arctic Zero as an elaborate ruse to make me feel better about myself. Is that possible?
Yeah,
or
no,
do I sound crazy right now?
That's what it was.
Maybe someone sent Cameron Diaz to the store, told her to mess with me,
Caroline,
put the Arctic Zeros in her cart as a way to
Caroline, it was me.
Oh,
I sent her.
Esther, thank you. Okay, we all learned a valuable lesson here. So what did we all learn? Because I didn't tell that story for nothing. The reason I told you that story is, if Cameron Diaz accosts you in a Whole Foods, don't speak up for yourself. Just put your shit on the fucking conveyor belt. Because you're going to make her more mad.
Yeah.
She cam-splained to me. You guys, that's a new phrase I just invented. Not mansplained, but she cam-splained to me how a conveyor belt works. And it was very rude. Anyway, that's my Cameron Diaz story.
And I do just want to say The Sweetest Thing is one of my favorite movies. Thank you.
It's an incredible film, and I will support her until the end of time.
And I own two books by Cameron Diaz. Okay.
Oh, you have one of her health books?
I have both of them.
Oh, what are her health books?
How fucking get Arctic Zero? I know. Look, let's save it. I don't know. We have a lot of research to do.
Got a lot to unpack with my therapist later. And by therapist, I mean your half-eaten Subway sandwich. I've been talking to him a lot, and he's made some very interesting insights over the past couple hours. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, that Cameron Diaz story, it takes a lot out of me.
I know. Let's get, Julie, what else you got for us? What are you loving, makeup, skincare-wise? I see the Dr. Dennis Gross wipes. Are those the same ones?
I brought you these as a gift.
Thank you.
Give it to me. Thank you, Julie. So we know one of my favorite revelations from when you were on the podcast is that you use these Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta peels every night.
Yeah. Do you which go I thought for was extra strength? Or?
Well, since I think we talked about regular strength last time, so we can graduate to extra strength.
Wow.
I'm ready. I'm so into that. I love that you use them every night. Look at that skin texture. Everybody, can we get a Rambo? Can we get a zoom in on that? That's never
so
mind.
Are you a big, you're big into chemical exfoliants. You're a big believer.
Yes.
Okay.
But I just learned that Pharrell, his thing is exfoliating.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wrote an article on this recently.
I just learned this.
Tell us.
Basically, because everyone always wants to know, why does he look like that?
Why does he look like a perfect vampire who was birthed every day from a sack of fluid?
Yeah, like reborn every single day.
Reborn every day.
Every day. He claims exfoliating is where it's at, to do it three times a day.
Physical? Wait,
that's
what?
Too much. Too much. Thank you, crowd. Thank you.
If your skin can take it, you know what's so funny? The real thing is celebrities do things in threes.
What else?
Arctic Zeros. Think about it. And so he really exfoliates three times a day?
That's what I hear.
Do you know chemical or physical?
I really think physical.
What? Okay, I need to know this. I need to get the answer. What is your opinion on physical exfoliation?
It's not for me.
Why?
Because it's aggressive. You could tear your skin.
Micro tears, baby.
The micro tears are real.
Micro beads and micro tears. You don't want either of them.
But, okay, no, obviously micro beads are bad for the environment. I know that. But I'm just thinking, physical exfoliant is, that's got to be, chemical, that's harsh on your skin. You're literally peeling skin off. How could that be less harsh than a physical exfoliant?
I'll take this pad.
Yeah.
You seem like you'll be needing that. Isn't it just wiping away the dead skin? It's the same thing that a physical does, I think.
Julie?
Save us?
The glycolic dissolves it, whereas the physical scratches the surface of your skin.
Okay.
And you could get an infection.
Can I just pull out some stuff from your makeup bag?
Yeah, just pull stuff out.
Okay.
So as people from the 4 p.m. show know, I did have an infection in my butt known as butt fungus, so I hear you.
You should be really feeling really lucky that you came to the second. Did you bring something for Esther's butt fungus?
Well, is it the fungus cream?
I didn't know if you had time to clean yourself, so I brought these.
Oh my God, underarm deodorant wipes.
How did you know?
These are Pacifica underarm deodorant rights. I love Pacifica.
They smell so good.
Okay, I'm gonna use one right now because I didn't bring deodorant.
Okay, so what is so this is a
this is hand sanitizer. I like was just thinking of what you guys might need.
But burrito suede.
Because you just got off this.
Is that a cream hand sanitizer?
No, it's a gel.
What?
Oh. Wow.
I squeezed only a little in my mouth. All right, well,
we have...
So no, most performers do their deodorant before the show, but I'm actually more avant-garde, and I will do it on stage.
Okay, let's all swipe our armpits.
I knew I was going to be sweaty.
My armpits are smelling like Cameron Diaz's toilets after a 3 Arctic Zero binge.
Wait, I just wiped, and there's little hairs on the wipe now.
Those are good wipes. Wait, can I actually eat that after you're done? I'm so hungry.
Wait, is there nipple cheese on it? Or what do you call it?
Nipple crust.
It's crust.
It's crust and it's not cheese, and this is a part of the problem.
Esther, this is going to be Esther later. Tell me when. Grind, grind, grind.
And if anyone wants this used Hair Aid deodorant wipe, it will be for sale after the show.
This is part of the merch.
Esther, please. So we're wipe. Should I do a wipe?
Do it. Well, this one's fresh. I didn't use this.
I hate deodorant.
I don't trust pretty women. Can I trust you?
Right. I really do have an aversion to deodorant, so these deodorant wipes are, I like it.
You got some hair too? It's from my sweater, but it's fun to imagine. It's fun to pretend. I mean, my armpits are hairless, so, you know, laser, that's what happens.
Julie, are you willing to test the strength of the deodorant wipes you just handed us by putting your nose into my underarm?
Don't make her do that. She's doing this show for free.
For you.
She was very nice to come here.
We can get an audience volunteer. It's your call.
No, let me do it. I'm the only one that should
sacrifice yourself
to do this. Julie, you don't have to do it.
Come here.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, it's through the sweater. That's
it's not
really...
bad.
It's not bad.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not bad.
You heard it here first. Okay, guys, we are going to do some audience trivia and give away some prizes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We are.
So, all right, guys, let's run into this. Everybody, get ready. Just shout it out when you hear it. Oh, when you know it.
Okay, I'll ask the first question, number one.
Okay.
And this is for Esther Caroline Trivia.
Okay, this is for a diamond crime... What?
A diamond crusher
lip crime thing.
You may know this from listening to our podcast, from watching our glowing up Insta stories in the last 24 hours. Which of the two of us, Esther or Caroline, who lost their wallet at the Burbank airport?
Caroline!
Everyone! Great job. Yes, you guys... Esther and I had not made it 10 feet into the Burbank airport before we heard my name on the loudspeakers. I thought I was dreaming.
Thought she was dreaming.
It wasn't a dream. All right, so this next question is for Body Vibes stickers. So these are stickers that are programmed to deliver beneficial frequencies that restore energy imbalances in your body. So this is for a garbage gift.
I'm so curious if people will know this one.
Okay, so guys, what... item of clothing did Esther leave at a guy's house back in Chicago?
I heard over there.
I heard it over here.
Socks.
Was it? I heard Danielle say it first. I know her name just because I'm
It
a
was my Gap body socks. I want them back, you fucking asshole. Okay.
All right. Should I ask this question?
I'm going to ask this one.
Okay. So this is for another Lime Crime Diamond Crusher.
This is my
favorite. As Esther calls them, nipple crust accessories. Just covers it right
this
up.
This is my favorite one. I'm going to stand on the chair. Who knows what are the two plastic surgeries that Caroline's mom thinks she needs for her to be beautiful?
And?
No.
Who is that?
Cheek implants.
The gentleman. I will give you something else of the show.
Yes.
That's right, everybody. My mom, the woman who is supposed to be my biggest fan in life, has told me multiple times, I'll look okay. I'll finally look fine with a nose job. And I'll look much better with cheek implants, and it'll make me be beautiful.
That's right.
And she's right.
No, that's not right.
No, she's right.
That's our moms are our harshest critics, okay? I told you the story.
Are you guys' moms your harshest critics, too? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Cheek implants aren't even a thing.
Harsh moms make glomies, and I think that's the lesson.
I wouldn't be the object of Cameron Diaz's vitriol and hate if it weren't for my harsh mom. You know? And that's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom issues are universal. Julie?
Help us out. Good relationship with your immediate family?
Mama? My parents aren't that critical in that sense. But other people are.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your parents don't give you suggestions of...
It's actually better if your parents are more abusive, because then when other people...
No,
Julie, no.
It's sometimes can be ideal to have tough parents because...
It's better when your parents are difficult or critical, because then you're prepared
for life.
Yeah,
that's so true, because no one in my life has been as mean to me as my mom has been.
Yeah, no, my parents are the only people I've ever overheard having the conversation that I can't sing when I was auditioning for the High School Musical. And I do have that on film, and one day that'll come out. But
you guys, when I put out, oh my God, this is so a horrible memory. When I put out my web series, This Week Had Me Like, I sent it to my dad, and he responded saying, good, and then sent me a link to watch Insecure on HBO saying that I should check it out because it's a great show. So that hurt a lot. All right.
On that note, you guys, let's give it up for Julie Schott.
Thank you. Julie. No, we're not. Julie.
Esther.
Okay. Does anyone else follow Black China on Instagram?
Yes.
And does anyone else want to go, dreamy? Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
It was Dream's first birthday.
Well,
recently.
That's what they yesterday, do to get Dream to walk. They say dreamy. And now I like say it to myself in the mirror to pump myself up. There is a Snapchat video. I'm sorry. We will wrap up the show in a second. But Black China was teaching Dreamy how to walk, and she was holding a chicken nugget as bait. And it was making Dream walk and going, dreamy. And it's like this haunting image I can't shake. It's like Black China's hand holding a chicken nugget and Rob Kardashian's face on a child's body. I can't shake it. It's my albatross. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming out to our show.
This means the world to us. Thank you, Everyday Oil, for sending us samples. We'll be outside.
Come meet us in the lobby. Get your sample. You guys don't understand how fucking lucky you are for these samples. I just want to say.
Because I will take them if you don't. So we'll see you guys out there. Thank you.
See you guys later.
Woo! Let's take a photo.